You spend the majority of your day doing what? I don't know. You could be a garden keeper, you might be a lawyer, you might be a teacher, you might be a professional swimmer for all I know. But whatever you do for the majority of your day is going to affect how your body works and responds, and therefore how your voice works. Quite simple. We've already talked about sleep. Posture and alignment are one thing, and working on those is great. But if you do a 10-minute workout for your voice and your posture and alignment, and it's all good and ready to go, and your instrument is well kept, and then you go to work 10 hours like this, you're kind of counterbalancing that work that you've done. So finding a way for your that if most people sit at work, right, like I am here, if you're able to spend some time standing up, maybe lift your computer higher and stand up for an hour, then sit down for an hour, and then move around, go for a little walk. Keeping it moving, keeping things changed, understanding that staying in one position for any period of time is really going to set you in that position. Your muscles will adapt to stay, you know, like that. And if your voice is suffering, if you're someone that needs to change their voice, then perhaps looking at what you do in your daily life and how you do it and how long you do it for, and perhaps making some changes to that could affect your voice. And in fact, all the answers to your issues might be in just changing your daily ergonomics. Also the way you sleep, but I'm not really an expert on sleeping posture, but there are people out there who can actually, would actually give you better sleeping habits, not just for the length of time you sleep, but how you sleep in your bed, the type of pillows you use, the type of mattress you have, how, you know, the temperature and whatnot. And I think that also has an impact, because if you're in bed a third of your life, that's quite a long time, and it's going to have an impact on your physicality and therefore your voice. But one thing you can control is be mindful of what you do during the day and how you stand and how you approach, you know, using your body in the real world.